Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. I'm going through some of the inspirations that we received in the Saturday morning Bible studies over the last few weeks, and today we'd like to look at the subject of sanctification. We had a couple of weeks looked at the doctrine of the essence of salvation, and then we looked for a couple of weeks at the life of sanctification. And so this morning I'd like to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, and it says, "We have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead." The beginning of sanctification is the sentence of death. We must have that sentence of death in ourselves before we can even begin the process of sanctification. John chapter 15, verse 12, says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." So sanctification is a life, it's a life that's lived under the sentence of death, and it's a life that is lived to love others. So we want to be obedient to the King. We need to love one another, and that involves laying down our lives. In John chapter 15, verse 5, he says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit." And so, what does it take to bear much fruit to glorify God? What is the fruit? The fruit is the opposite of the world's attitudes, values, and the me generation, the benefit me, preserve me, comfort me, what I prefer. Contrast this to the life that we read about in the New Testament, that life of dying daily, benefiting others, preserving and comforting others. "Inasmuch as you do these things unto the least of these my brethren, you do it unto me," is what Jesus said. So Jesus is actually, when we stand at the judgment and he separates the sheep and the goats, what he's actually doing is separating out those that were willing to be sanctified, those that were dying daily, that were regularly walking in surrender, that had the sentence of death in themselves, that no longer did they please themselves, but rather they lived as the Lord did to serve others. And so we get this truth that comes forth in John chapter 15. So this is the acid test of both salvation and sanctification, is have we had such a change in our lives? Has the coming of the Lord Jesus so affected us that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for others? And so I hope you consider that here today. And if that has not happened in your life, that you love one another as Christ has loved us, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." If that's not happened in your life, then what you need to do is to seek that daily death, that sentence of death, so that no longer are you serving yourself, but serving others. And so that's the life of sanctification. It is a life that God will take us on to higher ground, and we will be a testimony to others as they behold us. So thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration. If you'd like to leave a message for the ministry here, use the mailbox 99, and you can leave a message there. If you'd like to join us on a Saturday morning Bible study, you would call this same phone number, and you would use the access code 42517, and then enter a date for the Saturday morning Bible studies. And we'd like to hear from you live as well, and I'll probably share that another morning. So God bless you all.